Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Jesus and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Every aspect of our world seems to have its own lingo. Like the banking world, there's OAC for unapproved credit and FDIC for Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. In baseball, there's RBI, or runs batted in, and ERA for earned run average, not to mention phrases like pinch hitter and checked swing and flashing the leather. Politics has constituencies and populism and anti-disestablishmentarianism, if you can say that one. Medical stuff is the worst. You have EKGs and COPDs, and don't even make me pronounce the names of most of the medications that I have in my house. But aside from the lingo, there's a culture around many things in our world, isn't there? Culture. It has to do with the way people act and think and express themselves. Doctors wear white lab coats. Judges wear black robes. It's okay for baseball players to chew and spit, but don't do that in church. And football players can smack each other on the behind, but only on the field, not at the bar. Congress still uses phrases like, "The gentleman from California has the floor." And a college diploma might read something like, "In witness whereof, by authority duly committed to us, we have hereunder placed our names and the university seal." Church, of course, is no different. In fact, it's probably worse, and Lutherans to a particularly excessive degree. Our alphabet soup is thick. ELCA, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. LWR, Lutheran World Relief. LCMS, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. LCMC, Lutheran Churches in Mission for Christ. ELCJHL, Evangelical Lutheran Church of Jordan and the Holy Land. FELSISA, Free Evangelical Lutheran Synod in South Africa. And LDS, the Mormon Church? Well, yes, but also Lutheran Development Services. We have words like synod and bishop and narthex and acolyte and paschal candle, not to be confused with the Christ candle. We teach justification and ecumenicalism, catechism and ecclesiastical history. And we use hymnals, which contain not only hymns, but also creeds and affirmation and rites and psalms and liturgies. It's for this reason alone that I try not to tell people on an airplane what I do for a living. To explain it to them takes longer than the flight usually. But the words we use and the colors and the symbols and the patterns of our lives hold our life together, and they hold great meaning for us. The cross isn't just a T made out of wood. We don't pick the colors that we use to adorn our space because they look good or because they follow the trending palette of the latest fashion designs. The songs we sing at worship don't reflect only our favorite playlist, because they aren't meant to speak to us as our favorites, but rather to challenge us to hear the nuance of the gospel message. I think it was my grandmother who gave me a book when I was a child. It was called Come and See the Symbols of My Church. I remember being fascinated by it because I could go to church and search for the various words and letters and symbols in my own church that were represented in my book. Or maybe I just appreciated having something else to do during the sermon. But I also began to realize that it wasn't just my church, but many churches that held up these same icons and words and songs and ultimately the same message about Jesus, that somehow all of this brought us together and reminded us that we are one family of believers, one people of God. As we read the familiar story of creation today, the first reading, I kind of forced you to pay attention, didn't I? To follow along and to add your voice to the story several times during the rhythm of it. Surely you recognized the pattern almost before we began. Scholars of the Bible tell us that this story of the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, was actually intended to be presented much like the way we did today. It's likely that what we call the story of creation was actually more of a litany of worship, something like the way we often read the Psalms back and forth as a call and response, action of leader and congregation. The ulterior motive of this kind of presentation, of course, is that you begin to learn the story by heart. Even today, as you go about your business of whatever you're going to be doing this afternoon and this evening, I bet that phrase will pop into your head. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. When Jesus tells his disciples to go into all the world, baptizing and teaching and sharing with all peoples everything that he's commanded, he also tells them that they will not be alone. Jesus himself will be with them, and they will be with one another, whether in body or spirit or prayer, or as we find out even in today's world, over the airwaves and through our computers. We are given to connect to one another. And there's comfort in the words of Jesus and a promise that we still connect to today. Our lingo, our colors, our symbols, our words, our worship, our liturgy, our story, it's not just random. It's not just whatever the marketing department came up with last week. It's part of who we are, part of what connects us to each other, to Jesus, and to God's promise. Because God still is about this business of creation. Each day is a new day. Each life, each breath that we breathe is new life within us. Each day, new people come into our lives. There's a new corner of the world to explore. Sometimes things happen that we don't expect. Sometimes those things cause pain and grief. But creation can also surprise us with new and wonderful opportunities. There's birth and growth and milestones that are reached every day. And at the end of each day, the song turns to a familiar refrain. As the sun sinks low in the sky and the shadows lengthen, the evening falls and we begin to look once again for the morning. Our song sings, altered just slightly, "It is evening, but it will also be morning this day, tomorrow, and the length of our days." And Jesus adds a descant of sorts to our song. "Remember, I will be with you always." Thanks be to God. Amen.